Alexis is in the 10th grade and just turned 16. She's been on the soccer team and the honor roll for 2 years. In the past month, Alexis has not been acting like herself. She's coming late to school or not going at all. Besides her poor attendance, her grades have dropped. Her parents are upset because her behaviors have changed. Homework used to be easy for her. Now Alexis gets mad when she tries to do her work. She cannot focus on it for a long period. She runs to her room yelling that she's stupid. Alexis's coach has told her parents that she's been missing soccer practices. Her parents are beginning to be worried about her. They are not sure what is causing her actions. In Alexis's case, she seems to be suffering from a mental health disorder called major depressive disorder, known also as MDD. Major depressive disorder is a disorder that impairs a person from their normal daily functions. The Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders defines MDD as having 5 or more of its symptoms. These symptoms must be present nearly every day during a single 2-week period. There are several symptoms of major depressive disorder. People experience sadness or an angry mood. They may experience a change in weight, their appetite, or sleep habits. People may also have feelings of guilt and suicidal thoughts or attempts. Going back to our case study, we can see that Alexis is more depressed and angry, getting upset when doing work. She is no longer interested in activities that she once enjoyed. She's not going to soccer practice or attending school on a regular basis. She's having a hard time with her sleeping habits, sleeping more than she normally does. Lastly, she's having trouble with her homework, not able to concentrate, and feeling as if she is stupid. In Alexis's case, she could possibly have a diagnosis of major depressive disorder. Symptoms of MDD present themselves differently across age groups. Psychiatrists report that symptoms occurring among adolescents may appear in the following ways: a decline in performance at school, withdrawing from friends they would normally hang out with, a decrease in self-esteem, and problems with authority figures, such as parents or teachers. Researchers state that several risk factors that create a higher probability of adolescent depression include being a female, having a family history of MDD, and a negative family environment that may act as a trigger. Now let us look exactly how this mental health disorder is affecting people all over the country. Research on the prevalence of major depressive disorder is different for each age group. Prevalence in this case is defined as the number of people in a certain group that has the disorder. The National Alliance on Mental Illness cited that nearly 15 million adults, or 8%, have major depressive disorder. In children and adolescents, those numbers vary. Research in the United States found that approximately 1 out of 100 preschoolers may have MDD. These numbers increase the older the age group. Approximately 2 out of every 100 school-age children and 5 out of 100 adolescents has the disorder. Other research shows that 3 out of every 100 children ages 11 to 16 years have the disorder. Major depressive disorder can co-occur with other disorders as well. This co-occurrence is called a comorbid disorder. The American Psychiatric Association, APA, reported many of the disorders. Substance-related disorders with drug use and abuse can occur with MDD. In addition, panic disorder, with individuals having anxiety and overwhelming fears, as well as obsessive-compulsive disorder with repeated behaviors, are co-occurring. Lastly, MDD has been found to be comorbid with eating disorders, such as bulimia and anorexia. Suicidal ideation or having thoughts about harming himself or herself is common as well. Psychiatrists report that up to 15% of those with MDD die from suicide. This does not include those who attempted, just those individuals who died from suicide. Researchers state that up to 30 to 70% of completed suicides are by individuals with major depression. You may now be asking yourself, now that I know what MDD is, what can be done in order to treat this disorder? A variety of resources and treatments exist for major depressive disorder. The National Alliance on Mental Illness reported on treatments, which I will describe in detail through their reports. The first group of treatments is medication. Several different pills can be taken to help people with depression depending upon their symptoms. Therapy is the second type of treatment. Cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT, is a therapy in which poor thoughts are replaced with ones that are more positive. Interpersonal therapy looks at creating good relationships from past and current poor relationships. Researchers cite that in most severe cases, electroconvulsive therapy, or ECT treatment, is used when other options have not worked. Among children and adolescents, this treatment is under question because of safety concerns. Any of the previous treatments may be used for major depressive disorder, whether by itself or in combination with another, and all have proven effective. In order to educate yourself about what major depressive disorder and depression are, it is important to look at what they are not and dispel any myths you may have heard. In Living with Depression, a survival manual for families, Kim Poling, LSW, reports many current myths people have about depression. The following myths are a few she discusses. The first is that depression will go away on its own. In reality, depression that goes untreated can last many years. This depression may get worse with time, needing treatment as soon as possible. The second myth is that everyone feels this way. She describes that everyone has a case of the blues now and then. These blues should not be an everyday occurrence and should not be overwhelming. A third myth is that even though someone may talk about suicidal thoughts, they would never attempt suicide. In reality, Poling stresses that suicidal threats should not be ignored. If you or someone you know are thinking about hurting themselves, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK. Lastly, Poling reveals the myth that children and adolescents cannot suffer from depression. As described earlier, the prevalence of MDD is significant in the child and adolescent population. Research has shown that depression does occur at these ages. In closing, major depressive disorder may occur at any age, to anyone. A variety of treatment is widely available, depending upon the level of the disorder and symptoms, as well as their age. Education is the key, learning the truth about the disorder and dispelling myths. It is important to learn and know the signs and symptoms of MDD, as well as what actions to take if someone is showing them. Thank you for tuning in today. I hope that this information is useful to those listening. The material included in this podcast came from several sources. These sources were American Psychiatric Association, 2000, Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, 4th edition, text revision. Evans, Foa, Gurr, Hendon, O'Brien, Seligman, and Walsh, 2005, Treating and Preventing Adolescent Mental Health Disorders. Garrison, Waller, Cuff, and colleagues, 1997, Incidence of Major Depressive Disorder and Dysthymia in Young Adults. Kashani, Sherman, 1998. Child Depression, Epidemiology, Etiological Models, and Treatment Implication. Melvin Lewis, 2002, Child and Adolescent Psychiatry, a Comprehensive Textbook, 3rd edition. Mental Health America, 2006, Fact Sheet, Depression in Teens. National Alliance on Mental Illness, 2006, Major Depression, as well as Understanding Major Depression and Recovery, What You Need to Know About This Medical Illness, from 2008. And lastly, Kim Poling, 1997, Living with Depression, A Survival Manual for Families, 3rd edition.